Regular council meeting Tuesday, September 16th. I will call the meeting to order at 5:30.
Got to find my utensils here.
Any additions, edits, changes to the agenda?
Were you going to do anything on the...
If you wanted to.
Well, if you want to discuss 30. Things, so we should...
Probably add it to the
agenda.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So you want, what's the request?
Well, I understand that council may see value in discussing the post office new contract or contract review, let's say that, in a closed meeting.
Okay.
So
we'll add to the closed meeting?
If that's the case, then we could just put also FOIP section 16.1 and 24C.
16.1
and
24
I believe it is. Yeah.
Okay. We also need to change. I'm sorry, were you done?
No,
okay.
No, this is the time to look at the agenda.
We need to amend that we're at the village office, not. Did you lose your pen already?
Yes, somebody took my pen.
Oh, Aaron took it. Aaron took it.
In front of you.
Just use it. I brought my fancy pen and it's not working.
Uh-oh. Oh, and amend the...
Oh, the location?
Yeah, amend the location.
Is in chambers due to scheduling conflicts.
Is there... What are we taking to the close? I'm sorry.
The post office contract.
Okay.
So when we get down to business, we'll pause the post office discussion and the rec committee member application discussions until after we have our closed meetings.
To close. All right. Thank you.
Anything else?
I don't think I had anything else.
So I'll call for a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
I'll give you that.
Thanks, Rose. All in favor? Carried. No delegations, no correspondence.
Good delegation later.
From the gallery.
Yes. Sorry.
Minutes. 5.1. Minutes of the regular council meeting, June 17th, 2025. Then there's the special council meeting, June 13th, regarding the public hearing that was held on April 29th. And the special council meeting July 10th. Any edits or issues?
June 13th, June 17th.
And July 10th.
July 10th, I think we talked about awarding a contract of engineering, right?
July 10th. Yeah, that's what that was. That was a special meeting. I have no...
Nothing?
Edits or...
Neither.
Me neither. I'll call for a motion to accept...
I'll make the motion
all
to
of
accept
the minutes.
The minutes as presented.
All in favor? Carried. So those can get posted. Action item list. Take it away, Roy.
So any questions? It's very short. Some things are being removed because they were done, so...
Congratulations.
To everybody. So there's actually some really big ones that are done, so thank you, Matsa, for working hard on some things that mean a lot to the village.
Land use bylaw amendment, that's been taken care of, so that'll be coming off?
No, the one I was referring to is there's some other... potential ones, for example, not saying the for sure be there, but like small housing and some of these other things that could just catch up, be leading edge, you know, whatever, where we should be. So I started on, but there's, you know, a lot of other things that have come here. So I just thought best to just put it on pause. And then when there is some time, I can focus, because those things will take some time. You can't just do those like a three-reading meeting or something. They will take time.
Mm-hmm.
So basically on hold. And I said why, I believe, there as well.
Yep. Okay. Reports, Diamond.
If I may. I know it's not on here. Have you been able to find out any more information about the campground? Dumahickey?
Oh, the dump station.
The updated dump station. Still, I made contact. I have some potential providers, as it were, and some examples will be done in at least one other municipality. So there's some more next steps that need to happen.
Okay.
So I've started the process, and I will make note to make sure it continues.
So it's still continued.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Sorry, Lisa.
No, that's... This is open discussion. Any other questions, comments, anything for the report on action items? No? Diamond Valley Policing Report. Monthly enforcement
report.
Three
of them, right?
We've got July, August, September. They submitted all of their reports. From what I understand from the August, or the September one, they've issued 426 tickets. So comparatively, he says in his report, 2022 was 268 tickets, 2023 was 283. In 2024, we didn't have municipal citizens, or not citizens, community peace officers in contract. So for 2025, to have by September 426 tickets is a 51% increase. So, and if I understood him correctly at a separate meeting that I was at recently, he figures that Longview is targeted to have over 600 tickets for 2025.
Also, if I may add, he did say at our COP meeting that we have, Citizens on Patrol meeting, that he's actually handed out more tickets in Longview
than Diamond Valley.
For the summer months, he said that he's given out more tickets.
One of the biggest things for Longview is that nice strip of road that goes straight through us and all of the tourists
school zone
and stuff. Yeah, so... definitely worth the value that the village is paying to have them here.
Yeah.
If we've got that many tickets, how many aren't getting? Because we only have them 20 hours a week. And I still hear from people on the streets that are frustrated with the logging trucks, that are frustrated with the speeders, that are frustrated with the burnouts that happen. So... thank you to the community peace officers and bylaw officers for
Absolutely.
Doing the job that you do.
Truly appreciated.
CAO report.
Any questions?
Is there anything you want to highlight for us that we council should know?
What's the Travis Override Trucking System Agreement?
So when heavy trucks need to come through on highway, they are required by provincial legislation to have a municipality allow them to go through. So they have to put an application in. It goes to approval. You have a long-winded circuit, and it ends up, in this case, coming to the CAO. But on behalf of the village, generally I approve. Like, for example... I won't say a name, but recently, very sadly, there was a house that burned down. So in order to do some cleanups, some larger vehicles needed to come through. They would need to get approvals through this Travis system. That's an example of what's used there. So that system has come up for renewal. And so that's basically what it was. So
How often does it come up for renewal? Is there a cost? Because I don't know if I've seen that before in any budgeting or anything else.
I don't know the exact date, but it's probably quite a few years in between type of thing. Right. And I don't recall the cost part there. So at least I don't know why my mayor, I don't have a copy of my CAO report. Can I just borrow yours for a moment? I'm very sorry. Okay, so when you're ready, I'll just look through quickly here, see if there's anything to highlight, I believe was the question. So it's good to know, I guess, that the province has occupational health and safety OHS inspection officer going to most municipalities, especially the smaller ones, I believe. There's a directive that's being put out there. We're one of them. So for the last 3 or so months, we've been started into this recent process. And most recently, just to give a brief update, we had one staff meeting on this. So a requirement of, well, let me back up, if I may, so there has been some extensions to this legislation. And some of the broadening is in areas of related to maybe emotional violence and lateral violence, those kind of things, where people are coming in who are not necessarily employees, but they're bullying to employees, that kind of thing. There's increased need and requirement now where the municipalities determine what these risks of might be and how to handle them. So that's just one example, some expansion. So there's a number of these areas. So the other thing I was going to say, there's a requirement that this is not something that is allowed by just a senior executive. It has to be a team effort of everybody involved. And they really believe in that concept. But this council believes, sees the value, has always believed in that. So anyways, so we had our first team staff meeting on that. Went through, there's quite a bit of material to get through, so we went through that quickly. So we'll have two or so more meetings, and there's a follow-up meeting scheduled with the inspection officer in the next little while. So I just thought I'd put a note out there. Yeah, I personally believe that's very important.
This is a directive from Municipal Affairs.
Okay, I was taking it as the province. But it's,
okay.
Yeah.
It's a province. Okay.
I'm sure, yeah. It comes from many places, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you've asked about Travis.
And I did a quick Google search, yes. And Travis is an acronym for Transportation Routing and Vehicle Information System, an automated permit system used by carriers to obtain overweight and overdimensional permits for commercial vehicles. So they just got to let the municipality know they're coming through, is what Roy said, right? Mm. So no fee for us, no fee for them. It's just
paperwork.
Yeah.
So that's probably enough to highlight there, unless council has questions.
What's happening with the wildfire hazard risk assessment? Where are we at?
So there's the consultant, I'll call him, who did all the work. Is doing all the work, has been in the process of going around and actually talking to people and looking at things, which was the requirement.
Yeah.
For example, the gully.
Yeah.
And so on. So he's been writing up and preparing. So it's well underway. We've done our first report, actually, on that. There was one required July 31, I think it was.
Okay.
So that's been submitted. And I just need to say this gentleman, Josh is his name, has been very helpful. It's been a pleasure working with him, and he's just jumps to things, doesn't let them sit, and where can I help, and so, and plus all the hopes that we had that we wouldn't be, the village would not be losing money on looking at a contracting to do this work. In fact, we did get the funding with his help, grant writing was also accepted and approved by FRIA. So I'm just complimenting that this individual was a good choice. He's really delivered. So anyways, your question, it's well underway. There'll be another report coming up, and I think there'll be some practical things that will be coming up in a little while. I don't want to speak for sure about desktop exercises and so on, but there will be something.
Okay. In these reports, are there next steps for the village and identifying things that need to be...
Where he believes so, there definitely will be.
Okay.
I'm sorry I don't have them committed to memory. He's also very good about CAO, you would need to do this. So I think we're up to speed together with
good.
Where he's at. But for sure, he will not fail to make clear what we need to do to comply. Like, he's very well-respected with Freya also. And I must compliment Freya too. They virtually require that we're always in contact and almost work through. They have representatives for each area. And so this consultant is not one of them. He's doing our private kind of consulting and operational work on this. But he is very much regarded by the person who's our kind of liaison, would maybe be the word. And so I just want to compliment. I think they've organized it very well, that these gentlemen, people, it's not only males, it's females, everybody. But they're very connected, communities work together, and they're trying to achieve this in a logical, effective manner. So I think it's a really good system. Just wanted to say.
Well, I mean, it was brought to the attention because the gully is a hot spot, right?
Yeah.
And then with all of the wildfires happening provincially, that we were always at risk for grass fires, and then we're at risk for other things we don't even know about. So it was brought to council's attention, and we made the decision to move forward, and it sounds like it's moving forward in a timely manner. So you'll have some answers when the gully and other issues come up again
definitely.
Seasonally.
Yeah. It's just underway. Yes.
Good. Any other questions for CAO report or CAO in general? Okay. Council reports. Welcome back, guys. Hope you had a good summer.
It went by way too fast.
It went by very quickly. Through the summer, I was able to take some time, participated in the Little New York Days Parade. I'll get you a hard copy. Yep. Thank you to Little New York Days for putting on another fabulous event, despite weather canceling Sunday. Saturday was a riot. I had a great time. I went to the Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol meeting in August, and then attended their information session here in Longview. I'll go into more details with that when we get to the RFD. We can share more information, but the information session was well attended, with 12 residents there. We had 9 sign up to be volunteers and are now in the process of getting all of their accreditations and trainings and everything. So fantastic. At the information session, they pulled out all the stops. Alberta Citizens on Patrol is the provincial association that oversees all the municipal organizations, and their chair came out as well as a director, which was phenomenal to see them. Turner Valley Fire Chief was there. Both Peace Officer Matt Hogan and Amanda Bylaw Officer was there. RCMP Staff Sergeant Don Rassett was there, and he brought a new acquire to the detachment who's going to be like a right-hand man to him. I don't want to diminish her position in any way, shape, or form, but she was there. And then police, Rob Anderson, was there. And then at least 10 of the Diamond Valley Citizens on Patrol showed up. So the uniforms were well represented, but it was good information. I'm looking forward to seeing this roll out as a community initiative. So there's that. And then just talking with people on the streets all summer long, asking about mostly administrative issues, which I took to administration, buildings, safety zones, roads, that kind of stuff. Elections, of course, being a hot topic as well. That was kind of the general stuff over the summer. Longview School will be having their first parent council meeting this Thursday, and everybody's going to get to meet the new principal, Mr. Gallagher. But I'm hearing good things from the parents, so I'm excited to meet him face to face. And he reached out to introduce himself, and because he's heard about the good relationship that the village has with the school, and he's hoping to continue that relationship. And it sounded like he was trying to organize a Terry Fox run up the hill, like it used to happen
done up the hill in years.
In yesteryear, right? Foothill School Division. I always encourage anybody, even if you don't have kids in the school, to check out the Foothill School Division website. There's a lot of things happening right now, especially with the Alberta Teachers Association and the Teacher Education Board, and their negotiations and potential strike coming October 6th. And then Sheep River Regional Utility Corporation, they just had their meeting today, actually. And it has been decided, and in paperwork is now being processed to send to Environment Alberta and the province to dissolve the Waterworks Advisory Committee. And with that advisory committee being dissolved, Shruck is looking at expanding their board to include members, a member at large. So applications are tentatively going to be accepted. I say that because the whole process has to be approved by Diamond Valley Council tomorrow night. So pending Diamond Valley Council's meeting tomorrow night, applications will be open for community members to apply to become a sitting member at large on the Sheep River Regional Utility Corporation. So keeping that flow of information and that perspective, because the corporation was always founded to be for the people. So that's kind of interesting. November 27th at 1 p.m. at the Foothills County Administration Building will be Shruck's next meeting and their AGM, if anybody's interested in attending. Questions?
Shruck, that's...
Shruck, yeah.
That was the one that you just...
That's the one that I chose to go because Longview has a seat at the table, but Longview doesn't have a vote.
No.
And I think it's important to be aware of what's happening around us when it comes to water, wastewater treatment and everything. So I voluntarily went and attended those meetings just to be kept in the loop.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
As long as we have a seat at the table, I think somebody should be there.
Yeah, I don't know why it's been taken off of our organizational sheet. Yeah, I don't know.
Whoever
there is history here, behind that.
I guess it could have been, So maybe that's something we need to look into. Maybe have
put
someone...
it back on the organizational meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would encourage it. There's no participation, right?
No, we can't. We don't have
there's
a say.
There's no vote.
But...
There's no say, but I think there's always good information and potential. And to stay connected with our surrounding municipalities. Because the Sheep River Regional Utility Corporation, SHRUC, is a partnership between Diamond Valley and Foothills County. And SHRUC is the water... I'm terrible at explaining it, right? But it's the water treatment plant.
Right.
Right? And so I think it's 80-20 split. Might be 90-10.
The county
between
90.
No, Diamond
Valley
is bigger.
Diamond Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because there's only a couple points where the county accesses the water and uses the water that comes through the water treatment plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. So, thank you.
Yep. Deputy Mayor.
I really don't. I'm sorry. Because I thought I didn't have anything. Been a quiet summer. It's been lovely. Sorry. Yeah, I can send you something later. Sorry. So the special meeting that we had, council had.
Oh yeah.
And then Lindley York Days, that was awesome. Had so much fun yet again. And then same as Lisa with the COP, went to the Diamond Valley meeting and then the Longview meeting. Then in July, there was two Zoom meetings, concerning FCSS accountability, and that, they're changing some of the format on on it and how you report back as well. So that because of so many changes, I'm going to have to reach out and see if maybe they are offering a course for groups to be able to learn how to fill out the new form, mm-hmm. and for like somebody on my board other than me or mm-hmm. my committee. So that's, yeah.
Okay. Keep me posted because I'm super interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me, I just had, I guess, a special meeting and partook a little bit in the Little New York Days.
There you go.
All right. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Any questions for any of us? Yeah. Okay. Foothills County Summer 2025 Water Management Report. That was a lot of information, but I appreciate it.
Well, in mm-hmm. the package, there's only
in the package, yeah. it's a short, nice
but
summary,
yeah.
which is
a
wonderful.
Lot underneath. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Underneath, yeah.
Was there any indication how this ACT design treatment for the lagoon is working out?
I haven't heard anything new, but I can follow up.
Because this is what's being done instead of having to budget to
yes.
dredge it, right?
Yeah. Although I can't say that I said before, our contact, John, just raves about like it's working.
Good.
And it's not the only place. He's broadcasting it to whomever, and other municipalities are also
mm-hmm.
using this. So I've heard only thing but good reviews.
Okay. I appreciate the inclusion of his report. I know he couldn't get the detailed numbers into the agenda package because of timing and things, but I appreciate having this information. It's good to know that the water treatment plant is running well.
Yeah.
Is there, I can't remember if we have anything in the budget for upcoming needs to upgrade.
No.
I can't remember what the next.
I'm not recalling anything.
Anything. Not for a couple of years, anyways.
Yeah, like a capital item would probably stand out for me, and I don't recall
nothing's coming.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will call for a motion to accept the reports as submitted. I'll make that motion. Lisa will move to accept the reports. All in favor? Carried. Financial reporting, June, July, and August.
Take notes, please.
Take notes, please.
Yeah, I told her that already.
Take notes.
Report back.
Thank you. Can you delete that from the...
Sure.
Having a gallery member leave and asking them to...
Sorry.
Yeah. I just skipped to August because the numbers are good and it's the final whatever. But if there's any questions on checks, I don't have any questions on checks. The year-to-date summary. Is there anything you want to highlight on the financials for us?
No, it's actually when I was speaking with Payables, there was another report that was provided, and the comment was that I was a bit this is from her to me, I was surprised it was as good as it is. So not that she thought it would be bad, but I'm just saying that, so it's okay right now.
Yeah.
we're sitting good then.
Yeah.
In other words.
We're like it. Yeah. Okay, then I will call for a motion to accept all the financial reporting.
I'll make the motion.
All in favor? Carried. Question period. Jeez, and I didn't even bring my little speech that I've read out every meeting about question period.
An opportunity for the public to ask a question about
something
on
the current agenda. There we go.
So
we have a question from the gallery.
Well, there was a question about the fire alert and stuff. My question being is did you get a reply from Ranheim regarding using that as a disaster center for the hall?
We're still waiting on that as far as...
No notification?
Not to my knowledge
been
yet.
2 months? Okay.
We're having a meeting this month about it?
Next Tuesday. Next Tuesday is when we meet the grant writer and talk about the Hall project.
The 23rd.
Yes. At 11:30.
On the 23rd. Sorry.
Yeah, 11:30. In the committee room.
Over there, we're having.
No, it's in chambers.
Okay,
yeah.
Chambers. All right. Thank you. I've been still in holiday
mode.
I apologize for that. It's all on my phone.
Any other questions from the gallery?
Sorry, no, I couldn't
think of anything. Any questions from the gallery? All right, bylaws. We have no bylaws? No bylaws. Moving on, business 11.1. Confirm advance poll October 14th, 2025.
So I put this on. We had not yet had a council meeting after summer, but a decision needed to be made about an advance poll. We are working, of course, with Foothills County. They are managing the election for us with us. So council was very involved and so on. So I communicated with state. And so I just thought, because it had not hit a council meeting yet, and I guess I need to say, I didn't feel it warranted calling a special council meeting. But it's not that there has to be. But so this is basically just to publicly say that you were aware of it as council and you're still good with it. So
what are the hours for the advance poll?
4 to 8.
4 p.m. till 8 p.m.?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 4 till 8.
Because then election day is, so that's two.
That's
14th. Advanced poll is Tuesday, October 14th.
Correct.
From 4 to 8 p.m. at the community hall.
Yes.
And then the election day is Monday, October 20th. Hours?
I think it's a full... Well, I sorry,
full day,
I,
like...
I need to get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be... If we can get advertisement out for what the hours are.
Oh, it's already out there.
Okay.
We're keeping up pace with Foothills County and their website as well, and Facebooks and stuff. So,
okay.
Just sorry, I didn't memorize that.
Yeah. So, election day on the 20th. Okay. 11.2, RFD, library board member appointments.
So, but I may speak. The library board has asked, or sorry.
No.
Deputy mayor.
Sorry.
So, the library board did ask if these members listed in the package could be appointed by council. They've done their work to come up with these names, so as listed here. So that's
Rose, are you a board member or council liaison?
They classify me as a board member. They did not know that, but then when they started going through the book and reading it...
The council liaison position
is
a board member.
I only found that out, or Erica shared with me only just last year.
Yeah.
Didn't know. Just thought that I was just there. Mm-hmm. I was shaking my head because I don't know why they're so late at doing this when it's possibility that it could change next month.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Like, I'm not understanding why this should have been something that maybe should have been done, unless they've changed how they're reporting and all that kind of stuff. Like, that was the only reason. I just thought it was, it's late in the season. Because it could get changed again. So I guess my suggestion would be that maybe we stay on top of this one so it does. There's another one that comes to council in October or in November to update this again, because we don't know who's going to be. Yeah, we don't know who's going to be board member 6.
Yeah. It looks like these are all repeat names.
Yes, no one's new.
Consistency. Thank you to everybody who's on the library board. So I'll move to accept.
To approve, basically, they requested.
Approve the appointment of library board's members, Chair Erica Smith, board member Carrie Gallup, Pat Williams, Sylvia Binkley, Maggie McCrarrett, Marie Hummel, and then the council liaison, which is still currently sitting, Rose Clausen, right? But we'll see what happens with that one. All right, with election coming up. Okay. Motion on the table. All in favor?
Yes.
Carried. RFD Light Up Longview contribution request.
Yeah, so I'll just read the RFD as it were. Light Up Longview is requesting $2,000 for painting of a mural on Light Up Longview CCAN at the village campground. Mural will be a western scene like the mural at the village office. Number two, Light Up Longview also requests assistance with payment of our insurance. The previous cost was $2,600.
The mural. What is it?
Mural.
The picture, anyway, is beautiful. I do have to say that. Matt's is doing a wonderful job on it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it Matt's that did it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I think he might still be working on it. He was waiting for a little bit of cooler weather because the paint is drying so fast on him.
Okay.
And he's going to do all 4 sides.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Okay.
And he's covering all the paint with that request materials.
Do we have money in the budget?
Not for everything.
So the painting of the CCAN was a request and a requirement that this council put forward, in order to have it placed there, because we had limited locations that we could put their storage unit, and we requested the painting of it. For that, I'm struggling with having the village pay $2,000 for the painting. I'd be more inclined to split the cost. We asked them to do it. There's a responsibility of Light Up Longview to have the funds to do it. And then we can support our groups. Thoughts?
Yeah, initially I had the same kind of thought. It was a request from us, so it was difficult for me to want to say, yeah, we'll pay for the request for this when it was a requirement for them to do it, to have that place there.
three guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a request that, as long as it was something that was, what you call it, and that T-CAM was pretty good. It was, I think it was some people in the village that said it was ugly. Right? Because that T-CAM was not really ugly to start with. We could have got a lot worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Yeah, I think the request was that it needed to
blend in maybe a little better.
Blend in, be eye appealing.
Cohesive. Yeah, like
and,
we didn't want to.
And then it was agreed that it would be done, and then the thought came of maybe the mountain scene and all that kind of stuff. So it was agreed on.
I don't think that it was going to get painted right away.
It happened quickly, really, too, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can I add to this?
I'm just asking permission.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Comments from the gallery would be welcomed.
We had a memorandum that we could stay in the washrooms or the exercise dressing rooms, and it was crowded for us, and it was two rooms, and also then so we had to get a new building, and that was the C-CAM, which was about $4,000, and then we had to move everything with shelves. The shelves were perfectly organized this year. There's about 30 bins in there with all the colors listed and all the mechanical things. So that was another big buy for us. So that was a lot of money that we had spent, and we haven't been able to gain it back yet. So that's one reason why we're asking for that request, is to cover, because it was a request from to have us go and a request to make it look more better. I think it looks good.
It looks fantastic.
I think
I'll agree with
that. It'll be an attraction
to
the village, just like people stop here and get pictures of this one.
I can't wait till you drape it in lights.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's on the top. Yep. And then we're going to take care of it as in the way of a no parking sign, because some people do park in there. We're going to have to get some room by our doors so we can open the doors and get our stuff out.
Yeah.
So.
So if I may say, just because council needs to think about the bigger picture here, so there's also the DVCOP request coming up. So you have to be, or you probably want to be able to fund both to some degree.
Are you looking at putting this cost for painting the mural under donations, or would it go under village upgrades? Public works, like, is there another budget line that you can put it under that has some space?
So, upgrades.
I'm just
like
brainstorming,
I'm trying too. So, it's not maintenance. Like, I'm looking for some categories, you know, some general categories other than, to me, I was honestly looking at it as a contribution. Not really a standard piece. It's not really a structure.
It's not a village asset.
It's not a village asset. That is true. So it is not actually, now if you said it's not something we are required to maintain. Mm-hmm. It's another organization that we, it helps the village, of course, having light up, of course. I probably need to look at that a bit further. I'm not sure right now. It doesn't just, I don't feel good right now to take it from any place. I'm still on the, it's a contribution right now.
Mm-hmm. So while we're mulling over that dollar value and whether or not we go ahead with supporting it, let's talk about the next point, the request for assistance for payment of insurance. I was unable to locate what the village has donated to light up Longview.
I know. So, sorry.
If you could.
Yeah, so we were about to say the same thing. There was a one-time $300. Apparently, I'm sure you know this better, what it was about, but I understand there was a meeting, some type of light up Longview meeting. I don't know if it was a wrap-up or whatever, you would know. So it was kind of a unique thing. It wasn't to buy anything in particular. It was, So that's the one.
The village donated $300, and then
towards that.
Towards that, and then we also, the village donates, the camp. The campground, and the village covers the costs of the lights.
Oh,
right.
Sorry,
like
of course,
those are things.
Course, of
yeah.
Course, yes. Yes.
I want to be careful with this one too. You're going to start having little New York days and all these other committees coming to you and asking for you to pay for their insurance and stuff like that. I don't know if we can start doing that for all our groups.
It's a good point to bring up.
We came together and was able to get insurance so that they can all use the hall and have meetings at the hall. So we are we help them that way, but. We open the door for one, then they're all going to want us.
No,
to
we do have the chair of light
donation from time to time to help.
Absolutely,
them carry on is fine, but to be paying insurances and I don't know if we can go down that road.
Yeah.
So we do have the chair of Light Up Longview, in our gallery.
Yes.
Is council open to hearing some comments from them?
Absolutely.
Please.
Well, we're expecting, like everything else, that the insurance is going to go through the roof on this. We're trying to also get it pinned down a little bit better so that it's, because we're only active for not quite 6 months, but for 4 months to put this together. And this is also to the biggest problem is ensuring the people that are
the volunteers
are doing. We're working with equipment, we're working on trees. We avoid people climbing trees now. That's our new goal, is to make everything at an 8-foot level. Mm-hmm. And everything, we've already paid some money for a Merry Christmas sign, made out of rebar, to go up and would be full with lights. And we bought more lights. And we've also had to improve all our cables and stuff from the past, because it was always used equipment, and it wasn't ground protected. So that's another thing we've done, is we put grounds on everything, and the village, the campground provides that for us, because it is grounded. So our cables are grounded to the tree, preventing somebody walking by and getting electrocuted because it wasn't ground fault. There was a lot of improvements, and so we come down a little bit weak on our cash, and we're hoping to get it back up with our fundraising and our signs. We put up the signs of people donating, and we've had good response from the businesses, like the logging company, the new logging company, Fraser. From some other corporations, and we're going to push it a little harder this year to get it for the insurance. But the $2,000 for the C-CAN, that's going to be long to. Well, it's not going to be long. As far as I'm concerned, it belongs to the village. Now it's on your property and our property, fixed it up and is containing all the stuff that was in other pieces of property, moved it over. And if we fail to meet our needs down the road, we'll either get rid of it or it'll be another piece for the village to use. Because we're not going to be taking it away anywhere. So,
Is Light Up Longview is a society? Or is it committee?
Yes, society. Registered society.
Registered society. Do you have things set up with AGLC?
Yes, we
do fundraising.
We're starting that now. Yes, you have to be up. We're going to be starting that. We were going to do it. Yeah. We also talked to Twyla. Very good at that. And she's been doing so, and doing some raffles. And I think we should have some raffles too with other causes for the village, but. That's right now we with the amount of funds we have with the insurance, but we've got enough to maybe have paid last year's insurance, but we don't have enough to if it goes up at all. Right. And in a couple of weeks we have to pay for it, so we're gonna have to fish around for some.
But our hopes and donations go in pretty quick.
Okay, thank you for all of that information. Appreciated.
But just to add, I can see Aaron's point that insurance-wise, yeah, you could have everybody else coming in too, right?
We've been asked by other groups to pay their insurance as well.
And is there another way we can do it? I know as a business in the chain, Chamber of Commerce in High River, for say, they went and got all the business together and got a group insurance. And I'm also with the Foothills Society, Foothills Land Trust, and the MD pays for the insurance. Well, we have to pay $600 as a min cost or something like that. But it's all paid for us, and we wander through the woods and stuff like that. So it was a group, and that's what the MD did as a group for their societies in the community. So that's another thought. If we could figure out through an insurance company, if we can get a group plan for all of our societies within the village.
Mm-hmm.
And it can reduce it and emerge it. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to bring that up as a topic next time, because within the short term, we're going to have to talk to the insurance company because it's due here in a couple of weeks or so.
Okay.